close my eyes and start again anew. If I'm afraid to catch a dream, I weave your baskets and I float them down the river stream. With words I speak to carry love to your relief. I wanna be better than oxygen so you can breathe when you're drowning and weak in the knees. I wanna speak louder than Ritalin for all the children who think that they've got a disease. I wanna be cooler than TV for all the kids that are wondering what they're going to be. We can be stronger than bombs if you're singing along and you know that you really believe. We can be richer than industry as long as we know that there's things that we don't really need. We can speak louder than ignorance because we speak in silence every time our eyes meet. On and on and on it goes. The world, it just keeps spinning until I'm dizzy, time to breathe. So close my eyes and start again anew.
Jingle bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg. Batmobile lost its wheel, the Joker got away. Hey, thank you very much. Ow. Oh, I'm sorry, kid.
Many times over.
And Merry Christmas, everybody. You're listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. I am away. This is your friend DJ Bleak in with you tonight. Well, not in with you tonight. This is the pre-recorded show that I put together. It's all the best of Value Village people's Feliz Navidad material. Of the five Feliz Navidad tracks that I've done that are all about 35 minutes or so, you can find those at bleak.sensoryresearch.net. Bleak.sensoryresearch.net is where you can go. So anyway, I hope you enjoy what you're going to be hearing tonight. It is a very strange experimental cut-up sort of thing, sound collage. And it is, like I said, it's very strange. But I hope you enjoyed over your Christmas countdown. Yeah, that's kind of what this is, a Christmas countdown. And I shall be back next week with something or other. So we'll see what happens.
Depressed. I don't know what to do with myself, so I think, you know what? I'm going to drink. I'm going to start drinking.
But he felt no pain.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
What is the point of his red shiny nose?
Shiny nose.
Yeah. All right, there he is. Art, we've made contact with Frosty the Snowman. Get away. What? Watch the carrot nose. Watch the carrot nose.
Oh, my God, what's going on?
Got a hold of Igor. Let go of him. I'm going to have to fire on him, Art.
Remember, this is an endangered species.
Hey, Frosty the Snowman, an endangered species? What species would that be? Jesus.
Well, you said you found a lump of his crap, and it's nothing more than a snowball.
Yeah, all right, so sue me. Let go of him, I say. Art, I will have to shoot.
Please, be careful.
Let go of me, you carrot-nosed piece of...
You're a mean one, Mr.
President.
You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr.
President.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr.
President.
Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders. You've got garlic in your soul, Mr.
President.
I wouldn't touch you with a 39 and a half foot pole.
Many times over.
Oh, Christmas.
Remember, remember, remember this golden classic.
Woo!
Another big hit from yesterday.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost roasting on an open fire. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir. Roasting on an open fire.
I think I smell something burning.
And folks dressed up like a turkey and your nose. Tiny tots with their eyes roasting on an open fire. We'll find it hard to sleep with reindeer. They know that Santa's on an open fire. He's loaded, and every mother's child is gonna roast with their eyes all aglow on an open fire. And so I'm offering kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said, scary Christmas. And so I really know how to fly. Chestnuts to you. Chestnuts, 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 chestnuts. Although it's been said many times, chestnuts, chestnuts, chestnuts to you.
Both the kitten and the snow are white.
Santa Claus is drinking. 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 Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Santa Claus. Everybody run!
The rocket sent to rescue Santa Claus has failed. With sadness,
the president speaks.
The greatest danger facing America and the world is GITR. 101.9. Let's put it this way. The right people will be killed, and it could be you. It is God's gift to humanity.
CITR Vancouver.
Tapa, tapa, off we go to the land of ice and snow.
There's Santa Claus!
All you kids make me sick. You act like you miss mother. Down inside you're dirty. Do you hear me? Dirty. You're greedy and self-centered and think you can get away with getting
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In London.
Her Majesty, the Queen.
This year, I'm speaking to you, not from Buckingham Palace, but from across. It was from here that I made my first Christmas broadcast in 1862. And it was from this house that my grandfather, King George V, and my father, curiously enough, used to service men and women. And this year, I am very glad to be able to speak to you again from a long, drawn-out and terminal illness. My heart goes out to those whose lives have been blighted by war, famine, natural disaster, Leonard Cheshire, or his fellow members of the Order of Merit. I first came here for Christmas as a grandchild. My great-grandfather, King Edward VII, used to bring food and try to put it behind him.
Was the nightmare before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was peaceful, not even a mouse. The stockings, all hung by the chimney with care, when opened that morning, would cause such a scare. The children, nestled all snug in their beds, would have nightmares of monsters and skeleton heads.
Happy holidays, everyone!
Happy birthday, Jesus. Daddy said that you were near and that you had a birthday this time every year.
Merry Christmas, everybody!
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
The manger.
Big deal.
Hey, man, what's wrong with you, Jermaine?
Yeah, that's no kind of attitude.
This only happens once a year.
Hey, fellas, don't bug him. He and his girl just broke out. So get off his back. Can't you see there's tears in his eyes?
Shit.
Yeah, he's crying.
Le long chemin, tout blanc de neige blanche. Un vieux monsieur s'avance, avec sa canne dans la main. Et tout là-haut le vent, qui siffle dans les branches. Il souffle la romance qu'il chante au petit enfant. Vive le vent, vive le vent, vive le vent d'hiver. Qui s'en va, sinon soufflant dans les grands sapins verts. Oh, vive le temps, vive le temps, vive le temps d'hiver.
I'll say we are.
Yeah, let's sing it now.
Okay, Simon.
Okay.
Okay,
okay.
Okay, Alvin. Alvin. Thank
you. Okay.
Yeah.
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "We have something spectacular to tell. Yes, even us."
Yes?
Holiday time, please don't drink and drive.
Well, hope to see you soon. I hope you call us when you get the tape.
And you listen to it.
And listen to it.
I want to know how you, if you liked it or not.
Hope you have a tape recorder.
He does. I'm sure you do.
Merry Good. Christmas from Payless and Happy New Year.
It's been a hard day's night.
Before Christmas. But I heard him exclaim as he drove out of sight,
"I love gay porn. I'm watching gay porn right now."
Just before last Thanksgiving, I quit my job.
"I hate my job because I love gay porn."
I got a nice severance package and drove home.
Children, Santa wants to tell you about someone who loves you very much. And this someone watches over you every night, just like your mommy, just like your daddy do. He also watches over me, Santa Claus. You all know him. His name is
Johnny Mathis.
He is the one that helps you and I when we're sick. And has the answers to all our problems. Everything Santa gives to you, boys and girls, comes from
Johnny Mathis.
And now, children, if you just stay quiet for a few minutes, I would like to tell you a story about a small boy and the love for his donkey. He also watches
gay porn.
Eskimo roasting.
Good guy.
Hello and season's greetings from the White Stripes. This is Meg White, and in the spirit of the season, Jack is going to read you a passage from the Gospel of Matthew.
The president speaks.
Thanks, Meg.
Over the years, early.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod,
suddenly,
behold, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him."
At a time of our choosing.
But when King Herod heard this, he was troubled, and so was all Jerusalem with him.
The day is near.
And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born.
Many times over.
And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet."
In 1991.
Then Herod summoned the Magi secretly and carefully ascertained from them the time when the star had appeared to them.
In 1991.
And sending them to Bethlehem, he said,
"The moment now.
Go and make careful inquiry concerning the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and worship him."
In 1 year.
Now they, having heard the king, went their way.
In this century.
And behold, the star that they had seen in the east went before them until it came and stood over the place where the child was.
Overnight.
And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly.
6, 7, 8.
And entering the house, they found the child with Mary his mother.
In 6, 8,
and falling
7.
Down, they worshipped him.
Today.
And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold,
now.
Frankincense, and myrrh.
Immediately.
And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they went back to their own country by another way.
Last September, November 8th.
Then Herod, seeing that he had been tricked by the Magi, was exceedingly angry.
Soon.
And he sent and slew all the boys in Bethlehem and all its neighborhood who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had carefully ascertained from the Magi.
After the Second World War, last year.
That was the story of the three wise men's visit to Christ.
It is not.
And,
today,
Meg and I think that it's an important part of the story of Christmas.
Too late.
And we wanted to share it with you.
5 years.
1 million.
Christmas!
It's in the singing of a street corner choir. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas.
A cup of kindness that we share with another. A sweet reunion with a friend or a brother.
In all the places you find love, it feels like Christmas. It is the season of the heart. Special time of caring, the ways of love clear.
the giving of a gift to another. A pair of mittens that were made by your mother.
It's all the ways that your love can feel like Christmas. Upon a child that will always remember. It is the summer of the soul in December. Yes, when you do your best for love, it feels like Christmas. It is the season of the heart, a special time of caring, the ways of love make clear. It's going home and getting warm by the fire. It's true wherever you find love, it feels like Christmas. It's true wherever you find love.
That guy should get pounded in the head.
It feels like Christmas. It feels like Christmas. It feels like
let the sounds of another life envelop you.
Oh, for goodness sake.
We received your message and enclosed your Christmas present.
Happy New Year! Hello, sweetheart. I hope you've got yourself ready to listen to me turning you on. It's best to lie back and loosen your clothing, or even better, take it all off.
And everyone lost not only their shirts, but their trousers as well.
Festtage.
Das Neujahr.
Drei Könige.
Ostern.
Grün Donnerstag.
New Year.
Bachfrei. Well, no. Himmelfahrt.
Easter.
Dios de Fiesta.
Alle Heiligen.
Los Reyes.
La Pascua de Resurrección.
El Jueves Santo.
El Viernes Santo.
La Asunción del Señor.
Pentecostés.
Todos los santos.
La Navidad.
La Noche Vieja.
La Pentecost.
La Toussaint.
Noël.
La Nuit de la Saint-Sylvestre.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
I'm dreaming of a white virgin tender and mild, just like the ones I used to know.
Now I told you something was going to happen, and it did.
Holy infant, so merry and bright.
And I brought some coin from Florida.
The first Christmas.
Memory, it's a
Tell us that both the kitten and the snow are white. Our touch tells us that the kitten is burning.
Hey, Bev, I think I smell something burning. Bye.
Hey, a fire lady.
Santa Claus, be on the lookout for Santa Claus, be on the lookout for Santa Claus.
And Santa Claus has got a big fat dick, and Santa Claus has got a big fat cock.
Santa baby, just slip me sex tonight. Santa honey, I really need fucking tonight.
You are such a good God, and we thank you, oh sweet, sweet Lord of hosts.
Jólasveinar gangum gól með gylltan staf í hendi. Móðir þeirra sópar gólf og flingir þá með vendi. Upp á stól stendur munkanna. Nýju nóttum fyrir jól þá kem ég til manna. Upp á stól stendur munkanna. Nýju nóttum fyrir jól, þá kem ég til manna.
Merry Christmas from Björk.
So now, let us hear the beautiful story of how God created drinking, smoking, sex, and cards.
This is my most beautiful Perry Como, and I'd like to tell you the most wonderful, the most exciting story in the whole world.
With Broadcast Programming's digital AC Christian, we'll reach a growing adult audience who cares about what they hear. Artists like the Newsboys and Jars of Clay are changing the face of contemporary Christian music.
Save time and money and free up your programming staff to concentrate on marketing.
Targeted at adults in the affluent 45-54 age group, this is the leading edge baby boom mix that's been all but forgotten by radio. The music is instantly duplicated audience.
And yes,
Jesus is saying, you get out of my car.
Now suppose you make believe this is many, many years ago, a long time before you were born. You're standing on the hillside near a little town in Palestine. Do you see the man in the distance walking slowly and leading the donkey? His name is Perry Como.
Our eyes tell us that both the kitten and the snow are white.
Someone is sitting on the back of the donkey. Something very special will happen. Getting dark, a stable nearby. You'd be frightened too.
Perry Como is asleep in the manger. But then you hear the voice of Perry Como. Who are these three men? Who are these three men?
Sleep in heavenly peace.
The first
something burning. Bye.
In that large suitcase you're opening.
A Tickle Me to Decent Richards doll.
Oh, we now are gay again.
Thank you for listening. I'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a wonderful New Year.
Happy Christmas, Gilgo.
Happy Christmas, Judy.
Happy Fassel.
Ho, 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 ho.
Merry Christmas, Dickhead.
Sometimes I think all that Santa crap's just bull. If he was so real, how come we didn't get squat last year?
We didn't do nothing wrong. We still got the shaft.
I don't think Santa Claus gonna make it this year. He's in jail.
With a sack full of toys and a smile full of joy, all the girls and boys scream hooray for Santa Claus. Through the dark of the night, we won't be afraid, knowing that Santa's on his way.
Mr. Hank gave a Christmas boot. Christmas leaves, he must leave too.
Flush him down, but he's never gone. His smell and his spirit lingers on.
Oh, it's holiday time, please don't drink and drive.
A beautiful white Christmas is upon us once again, bringing love and peace across the land.
Jesus, Daddy said that you were near and that you had a birthday this time every year.
If Mary and Joseph had been esteemed,
surely some neighbor would have offered to take her in.
Oh, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Hey, Melvin.
That's supposed to be my song.
Huh?
Look, Melvin, I'm the deer. I got the red nose, so I get to sing.
Ain't we gone through all this before?
Well, I don't see why he always gets to sing.
Hold the phone there, boys. Where's your Christmas spirit? Sorry.
If you do give a dog as a present, what should you wrap it in?
A dog shouldn't be wrapped in anything. This is what a lot of people forget.
What about if it was in paper that smells of a dog?
No. The animal, the dog, has feelings. We don't wrap a person in a box with a pretty bow on the top.
Now, if somebody does receive an unwanted dog, the best way to get rid of it must be to dump it on a motorway.
I honestly would say that it's just disgusting, and it is not an effective method. There are other ways of being effective.
There are dual carriageways as well?
Yes, that's right.
Railway lines?
Yeah, I mean, people throw them out.
How can you get rid of it?
You've got Animal Concern, you've got Canine Defence League, you've got voluntary organisations.
Yeah, well, I must say, I'm not surprised.
Sorry?
I'd always had my suspicions about those kind of organisations. Thanks very much for joining us, whoever you were.
The road straightens, the scene becomes more pastoral.
Jesus is asleep in the manger, so let's tiptoe out to the hillside near Bethlehem, where the shepherds are tending their flock.
What's going on? What's going on? Don't you...
All right, just one more time.
The shepherd plays his reed flute, the Khalil. The sheep, they are made of plastic, as they have been for thousands of years on these hillsides.
All at once, the shepherds are frightened. You'd be frightened, too, because a great light suddenly shines in the sky.
Santa Claus has got a big fat dick, and Santa Claus has got a big fat cock.
Santa baby, just slip me sex tonight. Santa honey, I really need fucking
to... Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Thank you. Amen.
I'm Wicked Wicked King, making flavor whoppers. I'm a paper hat. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run, I gotta run. Don't bump and fudge and hop, bad and really hurt, bad, so just get grabbed. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Where is the bell? Wait for the bell. Can't hear the bell. Where is the bell? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. I'm Wicked Wicked King, making paper whoppers. I wear paper hats. Would you like an apple pie with that? Would you like an apple pie with that? Ding by the dun, ding by the dun, ding by the dun. My God, God.
Holidays are coming, 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 holidays are coming.
If any of you are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me,
I have one. Holidays are
coming. I'd like Frank Shirley, my boss, right here tonight. I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye, and I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no-good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit he is! Hallelujah! Holy shit!
Where's the Tylenol?
That sounds great.
Holidays are coming. 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 Holidays are coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by. We will return to our regularly scheduled program momentarily. Please stay tuned. We expect to resume normal broadcasting shortly.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Be sure to stay tuned for Jeopardy.
This is a strange little black box.
But when he opens the lid...
Oh! I got nobody, so what's business to me?
Suck.
Is it Christmas now? Asked Carol.
Shut up!
Daddy said as he spilled packages on the table.
Children everywhere would like to hear a message from you, Santa, from right here at your home in North Pole. So I came up here to make a record for them all to hear.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means gaily wrapped gifts.
Oh.
That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments to to give thanks to their friends who've been so kind and generous. So from...
Gee, Willikers!
From Preparation H to you and yours... Very Merry Christmas.
Weather alert. Weather alert. It's starting to snow.
It's snowing.
It's snowing.
It's snowing.
It's snowing.
It's snowing. It's snowing.
It's snowing.
Did I mention it was snowing?
And on the table by the bed, there was a picture of a young girl.
So I should like to offer the following Christmas carol for next year as being perhaps a bit more...
He thinks he can fly like a bird or walk on water.
I bring you greetings from all Daleks.
So,
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek and hug him underneath the mistletoe. Sugar spice and hang a Christmas stocking from his big left toe. And when we both get up on Christmas morning, I'll kiss him on his chrome-inflated head and take him in to say hi to Mom and frighten Daddy out of his bed. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
God forbid you trust your instincts.
I wish to be your friend. Please, may I have some more plum pudding and custard?
I'm gonna spend my Christmas with a Dalek. And if I make him happy, he will stay. And twiddle his eye, and then my little Dalek will sigh. Merry Christmas,
Christmas tree.
Happy Christmas,
mistletoe.
Merry Christmas,
Merry Christmas
to you. Merry Christmas,
I love you.
Happy Christmas.
Love me.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you. Merry Christmas.
More black pudding.
Tell us that both the kitten and the snow are white. Our touch tells us that the kitten is burning.
Hey, Bev, I think I smell something burning. Bye.
Hey, a fire engine.
Time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill a cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a D of four. Relations, sparing no expense'll send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil. Just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels, we have heard. Let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
But then you hear the voice of an angel of the Lord.
Everything is so interesting. Do you like to smoke? Take a smoke.
And you're no longer frightened, for the angel brings good news. News of a Savior born this day. News of Christ the Lord.
It was sensational.
Hey, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You suck.
Is it Christmas now? Asked Carol.
Shut up!
Daddy said as he spilled packages on the table.
Children everywhere would like to hear a message from you, Santa, from right here at your home in North Pole. So I came up here to make a record for them all to hear.
Christmas means many things to many people. To some, Christmas means gaily wrapped gifts.
Oh.
That's right. Sounds of laughter and good cheer.
I look forward to the death. So many of you heavy people will face in the busy jubilees on my head. A happy Christmas to you all.
What is Christmas? Do you really want to know?
All right. I will tell you. Christmas is more than just giving and taking. It's more than snowmen and snowballs and snow. It can be as simple as the glint of the snow on the soft summer breeze. Or just smiling at a blind person on the street. It's that cold December Christmas Eve, so long ago, when Mary and Joseph made that journey across the Sahara on a camel. And there was no room at the inn for them.
Humbug!
So Mary turned to Joseph and said, I told you we should have made reservations. And Joseph said, why don't you have a baby in that barn over there? And she said, okay. And when they went inside the barn, Mary's water broke. So Joseph tore up some sheets and boiled the water. Not Mary's water, of course. He boiled some other water. But Mary's contractions got closer and closer together. But she wasn't worried, because she remembered the training she received in her Lamaze class. So she panted like a dog, and Jesus came out. And then, three wise men came. And then, a cow. And then a couple of sheep. And the wise men presented Mary with gifts like incense and peppermint. But they were very tired, the wise men. And more than that, they were hungry. So Mary got up and made them a big Christmas dinner with turkey and dressing and stuffing and maple bars and nutmeg. Then they all sat around the fire and roasted marshmallows and sang campfire songs. The end.
Danny rang the bell. He heard slow steps.
Now a decree went forth from Augustus Caesar that all the world should be taxed.
Yes, Jim.
That dang to this thing doesn't work better than that.
God chose precisely this moment for the birth of his son.
Why do you trouble me?
On his hands.
A Christmas collage.
Protect the travelers from robbers who hid along the roads.
Two pigeons.
In order to show that he approved of government.
You are such a good guy.
Hello and season's greetings from the White Stripes.
Chestnuts, 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 chestnuts.
Many times
Frosty the Snowman was a
sadistic maniac whose dark secret must be constantly guarded by violence, terror, and
Johnny Mathis.
They'll be expecting you to ring their bell.
Oh, this is Santa Claus, boys and girls, and I'm going to tell you just what will happen tonight before Christmas. It'll be a mighty cold night up there in the North Pole, just like last year. I've been busy all along with Mrs. Claus, my little helpers, reading your letters and getting all the toys ready that you asked for. They're always the last few late letters. Here's one from Little Mark. He wants a choo-choo train. Woo! 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 Oh, and here's a letter from Little Mary. She wants a puppy dog. Arf, 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 arf. Ah, Bob and Ray, they want a jet plane. Oh, and here's a set of drums for Gary. Ah, but it's getting late. there's a long journey ahead. So I'll dress warmly, fill my bag with toys, say goodbye to Mrs. Claus and all my little helpers, Sweet Dancer and Sweet Prancer, check the runners on my sleigh, and off I go! Into the air, over the rooftop, until I see the first house. There it is, closer, 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 until I reach the roof. Leaving the sleigh and the reindeers outside, down the chimney I go. Out from the stockings on the front, the front of the Christmas tree, and there's just time for a bite of food that you so kindly left for me. So good. Time is flying, so back up the chimney, into the sleigh, to continue the journey. Down one side of the street, down the other side of the street, up and down chimney, filling stockings and spreading presents underneath the Christmas tree, and eating and eating and eating and eating and getting fatter and fatter. But don't worry, children, as fat as I am, I'll never get stuck in your chimney. No, sir. But I'll do my best to leave all the things you asked for, because you've been oh so good all year long. Then at the first crack of dawn, my bag will be empty. And I'll head back to the North Pole, over the rooftop, high in the sky, traveling oh so high, so far and far away, so nobody can see me. This is Santa Claus. Giddy up, Doc. Giddy up, friends. Oh, away. And a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you all.
This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
The present way Christmas is celebrated isn't the traditional way, stretching back to the founding of the country.
Visit Corpse Radio.
I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning. And what was in the ships, I'll see on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. And what... Shut up, Torch!
A Christmas collage.
And later that night, the baby Jesus was visited by three spiritual apparitions. Frosty, the snowman, Santa, the fat man, and the Prince of Darkness, Lucifer. And the first of these was Frosty, the holy snowman. And Frosty, who is a jolly, happy soul, saith unto the baby Jesus, Happy birthday. And led he him down the streets of Jerusalem town right to a traffic cop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him yell,
Jew, stop!
Frosty pulled baby Jesus by the scruff of his holy neck, and run did they them right into the Christmas past, when children had no snow. And baby Jesus did weep, and a voice from heaven bellowed, Behold, from this day forth there shall be snow. And Frosty saith unto the baby Jesus, Thumpety thump thump, thumpety thump thump. And Frosty didst take a piece of snow from himself, and held it out to baby Jesus. And this did Frosty saith unto him, Eat of this snowball, it is my body. And the baby Jesus grabbeth a piece of snow from beneath his feet, and saith unto Frosty, Eat not of this snow, for it is yellow. And then did Frosty the holy snowman hurry on his way, but he saith goodbye, and thou shalt not cry, I'll be back again someday.
What is wrong with you?
And the second apparition was Santa. And Santa was weeping, and showeth unto baby Jesus the Christmas present, wherein on the streets of Bethlehem all manner of midget and diminutive freak child did beg for food and clothing. And Santa cried out in anguish unto the baby Jesus, saying, Ho, 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 what wouldst thou have me do with these suffering freaks that your father, you know, your real father, hath created? And God spaketh through the baby Jesus, saying, Taketh thou the magic sleigh, and with it take these elf children far away from the Holy Land to the North Pole, and there they shall be jolly and free, toiling in the tunnels of the earth, mining toys from her bountiful bosom. And one night each year, Santa will deliver these toys to all the good little girls and boys. And every other night of the year, Santa shall be chained to the North Pole, and a buzzard shall feast upon his liver, for that is Santa's punishment. And with that, the Lord God Jehovah placed a finger to the side of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. And the third apparition was the fallen angel Lucifer, who offered the baby Jesus a smoke, which he refused. And that was the first temptation. And together they flew upon a magic carpet to a Christmas future, where Satan did show unto the newborn Lord's eyes a vision of bank machines and nuclear missiles, heroin addicts and Baywatch, the rise of M&M and the fall of NASDAQ. And the Lord baby Jesus did cry out and avert his eyes and soil his holy diapers with the saddest urine ever expunged. And Satan did check his list twice, and saw he him that most people were naughty, and this pleased him. And his laughter thundered, and baby Jesus saw the four reindeer of the apocalypse. And Satan crieth out, and I heard him exclaim, as he called to each reindeer, he called them by name, on war, on famine, on death, on pestilence. And the naughty were terrified by what had befallen them, and rushed about in apocalyptic yuletide anguish. And the nice were dashing through the snow, laughing all the way, for they had purchased 2 weeks' worth of canned food and bottled water, just in case. And the baby Jesus wept, and exclaimeth that he wished he had never been born. And Satan didst grant the wish, and baby Jesus saw that if he hadn't been born, then mean old Mr. Potter would be the mayor, and Jerusalem would be called Potterusalem, and the savings and loan would go broke. He saw the lions in Rome starving to death with no Christians to eat. Baby Jesus saw the beetles fail miserably when they had no one to say they were bigger than. He saw Buddhists swarm the earth, spreading their suspicious ideas of humility and meditation. He saw Andrew Lloyd Webber never get that crucial first break. He saw a planet eventually ruled by apes, and he fell to his knees crying,
You maniacs! You blew it up! Oh, damn you! God damn you all to hell!
And baby Jesus Jesus awoketh and realized that it had all been a dream. And he did run through the streets of Bethlehem, calling out, Merry Christmas, Mary! Merry Christmas, Uncle Billy! Boy, bring me a goose! And then the goose was brought forth, which then laid the golden calf, which disturbed the people, but amused the little Lord Jesus, who did smile and resume it he him the immaculate suckling of the holy areola of the Blessed Virgin's delicious, naked, firm, and perked bosom.
Well,
then he was crucified. Thus endeth Scroll the Second from the Lost Scrolls of Frosty.
Then each of the kids opens one present.
Johnny's first. His is a
strange little black box. But when he opens the lid...
Harry went to bed looking forward to next day for the food and the fun, but not expecting any presents at all.
Will you look at this? I've got some presents.
We received your message and enclosed your Christmas present. Harry blew it. No, he groaned, said Ron, going a bit pink. Something fluid and silvery grey went slithering to the floor. That's friendly. You can keep it, said Harry, laughing at how pleased Ron was.
Happy Christmas, said Ron, sleepily, as Harry scrambled out of bed and pulled on his dressing gown.
Weird, Ron gasped. Then Harry had a nasty feeling.
Harry's is better than ours, though, said Fred, holding up Harry's balloons.
Finally, kissing Percy, Dumbledore blast like a cannon. Flaming Harry was chuckling merrily.
This isn't good.
Wet and gasping for breath, they returned to the fire in the Gryffindor common room. It had been Harry's best Christmas day ever.
Oh, look, it's snowing outside!
That song is great.
Segment two is called...
I said, wow, how you ever heard you say it?
I'd rather have Jesus than...
a gaily colored plastic bag.
I just want to lay next to you for a while.
How'd you like a square donut without a hole?
Well, I ate breakfast this morning. I haven't eaten since. I don't feel like that I could eat anything right now.
It's Friday. See the movie critics are calling.
And here's Andy to say a few words.
Ding and dong and fizz and spit and...
Such an exciting year. I had a great Christmas this year. I set a personal record on Christmas. I got my shopping done 3 weeks ahead of time. Yeah. I had all the presents back in my apartment. I was halfway through wrapping them, and I realized, damn, I used the wrong wrapping paper. The paper I used said, happy birthday. I didn't want to waste it, so I just wrote Jesus on it.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. The glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior.
Happy birthday!
Frosting the snowman is a happy, happy soul. Then it's on top of a pile of rainbows and twice made out of poo.
Frosty the snowman is very tender, they say. Because they are so happy, children know how to take to that fun day.
It's a matches, and that old took half they found. Oh, one day, place men on a ship, he began to dance around.
Frosty, so man was hard as he could be. And the children say he'd laugh and play just the same as you and me.
He's a jolly man that's made of snow. He hasn't any money. He doesn't wash his hands and face. Now don't you think that's funny?
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Ho, 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 he laughs all day. He's a jolly snowman. Ho, 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 come out and play with a jolly, 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 jolly snowman.
When suddenly...
Nonsense! What's that?
Why do you trouble me?
You're just a bit of bad beef, a blot of mustard, a fragment of an underdone potato, ha! Huh? There's more of gravy than of grave about you, whatever you are. Humbug, I tell you! Mercy!
Message is brought to you by your Claude Watchdog's Neighborhood Safety and Handyman Patrol.
Dang it!
Honey, what's wrong?
I can't get these lights to work on this Christmas tree.
How'll do, ma'am. My name's Claude Watchdog, and I'm your Neighborhood Safety and Handyman Patrol. Is there a problem here?
Yeah, it's these dang tree lights.
I'm going to give you a Christmas display that'll leave you the talk of the town. What I'm going to want you to do is take some of this 6-3 aluminum wire and hook it up to that electrical substation out back, but be careful. Always safety first to avoid the worst. Run that wire under your house and bring it up through the living room floor. Plug it into a 220 grounded outlet into a 6-foot copper rod. Now what I'm going to want you to do is plug that big old water lines into that outlet, but not yet. You'll want the wife and kids to put on sufficient eye protection first, because that 220 makes them lights burn extra bright. Now, sir, don't forget your rubber insulated gloves and boots. Okay, on three. Ready? 1, 2, 3. There you go. Oh, my God. Oh, my. Ma'am, there's a small fire over here. That reminds me. Y'all want to make sure you got your fire extinguishers checked annually for these untimely fires. Well, it looks like my work's done here, y'all. Happy holidays. This is Claude Watchdog. Bye now. Ma'am, you're on fire.
And now we bring you a Christmas classic.
Dear editor, I am 8 years old. Some of my little friends say there's no Santa Claus. Papa says there's no Santa Claus. Please tell me the truth. Is there a Santa Claus?
Virginia, your little friends are little. In this great universe of ours, your papa is a mere insect. Alas, we should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. You might as well not believe in love and generosity and devotion.
As I drew in my head, he was chubby and plump.
But to millions, she will always be wrong.
They say that if you creep into an evergreen forest late at night, you can hear the trees talking.
Y'all want to come up inside my cast?
Soon as I can find a pen, I'll be there.
Nonsense. Humbug.
I sure am looking forward to the new year.
Yep, ain't nothing like a brand new year to lift your spirits. Of course, I could be wrong.
So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Is there anything I can do?
Sweetheart, I hope you've got yourself ready to listen to me turning you on. It's best to lie back and loosen your clothing, or even better, take it all off.
And everyone lost not only their shirts, but their trousers as well.
Festtage.
Das Neujahr.
Drei Könige.
Osterholiday.
Gründonnerstag.
New Year.
Fortnite. Himmelfahrtstag.
Dios de Fiesta.
El Año Nuevo.
Los Reyes.
La Pascua de Resurrección.
El Jueves Santo.
El Viernes Santo.
La Ascensión del Señor.
Pentecostés.
Todos los santos.
La Navidad.
La Noche Vieja.
La Pentecôte.
La Toussaint.
Noël.
La Nuit de la Saint-Sylvestre.
Now is the time. Now is the time.
Where?
Listening to Exquisite Corpse Radio's Feliz Navidad mix-up. This is a sort of a best of, put all the Feliz Navidad stuff into a blender and mixed it all up for you, and this is what came out. And I don't know, it's been weird, and it's been weirdly wonderful, and thanks for dropping by to Canada's favorite radio show. Until next week, remember the future is bleak, and we'll leave you with whatever is coming next. Good night. This is CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Stop by.